traded for a horse one time, he wouldn't take no beauty prize. A great big long-eared blue roan gelding, not too bad for weight or size. I had to make some tough old circles, and this trader guaranteed this horse would show me lots of country and not need too much rest or feed. He says, now this here ain't no kid's horse, but he'll pack you up the crick. He may hump up upon occasion and has been known to kick. I wouldn't trade him with just anyone without showing some remorse. But if you're a sure enough cowpuncher, mister, he's just your kind of horse. I stepped on that horse next morning and he commenced to buck and bawl. That trader maybe hadn't lied none, but he hadn't told it all. 'Cause we sure tore up the country where he throwed his equine fit. And I almost ran out of handholds by the time he finally quit. I guess that must have set the pattern. Things just never seemed to change. Although I showed him lots of country, every corner of the range. But every time I'd ride that booger, why, he'd keep me a-settin' tight. And I knew I'd make at least 3 bronc rides before he packed me home that night. Which would have been okay with lots of horses that I know. But this old pony had my number, and I'd just barely get him rode. And the thing that really spooked me and kinda hurt my pride, he was learning how to buck faster than I was learning how to ride. We pulled into camp one evening, it was getting kinda late. And I sees this gray horse in the corral, and there's a saddle by the gate. Well, I looks this gray horse over, and boy, I sure likes what I seen. And then this kid shows up around the barn, he must have been about 15. He said he lamed the gray that morning, coming down off Granite Gray. And he wondered if I had a horse that maybe liked to trade. He said he didn't have time to stop and rest and let him heal. And since the bakers can't beat choosers, he'd make most any kind of deal. Now, I mean, well, when a feller's trading horses, why, most anything is fair. So I traded him that blue roan for that gray horse in and there. Then my conscience got to hurt when I thought about what I did, to trade a fly-blown dink like that to some wet-nosed little kid. So next morning after breakfast, I tells him, listen, lad, if you want to know the truth, that trade you made last night was bad. That old blue horse is a tough one, bad as anyone you'll see. He kick, he strike, he stampede, he's a sorry SOB. It's all I can do to ride him, and I'll tell it to you straight. I think you'd be awful lucky just to stay on him past the gate. Now there's 2 or 3 old horses out there in the saddle bunch. They ain't got too much going for them, but it kinda got a hunch that probably gets you where you're going if you just don't crowd them none. But dang, I hate to see you ride that blue roan booger, son. He said, I told you there last night I'd make most any kind of trade. And I appreciate you telling me what a bad mistake I made. But my daddy told me when you're trading, no matter how you feel, even if you take a licking, a deal is still a deal. You say that horse has lots of travel and he's not too bad for speed. Well, sir, I'm kinda in a tight, and that's exactly what I need. I traded for him fair and square and dang his blue roan hide. When I pull out of here this morning, that's a horse I'm gonna ride. I watched him cinching up his saddle and he pulls his hat way down. Climbed right up in his rigging like he's headed straight for town. Stuck both spurs up in his shoulders, got that blue roan hair a-flying. Tipped back his head and scream like a hungry mountain lion. You know, I've heard a lot of stories about the Bucking Horse Ballet. I've heard of poetry and motion, but the ride I saw that day just plumb defied description. Though I could still see it plain, like it happened in slow motion and was branded on my brain. But I don't suppose I could explain it to you, even if I tried. The only thing I can say is, by the saints, that kid could ride. Why, he sat there plumb relaxed like he was laying home in bed. And every jump that pony made, that kid's a half a jump ahead. When it was over, I decided I could learn a few things still. And I said, son, I'm awful sorry I misjudged your riding skill. He just said, shucks, that's okay, mister, as he started on his way. But if you think this horse can buck, don't put your saddle on that gray. You